Show.
Yeah, there's people running all over the place.
Okay,
I just see him running out. He's running.
I think
away
it's
right
a great day for the United States of America.
What do you think it's going to be like in West Hollywood?
We particularly don't need the mosque in this particular area.
Now, many will say, well, why are you dropping the line at marijuana?
Then Bill O'Reilly
is a closet homosexual.
Ass covering.
Famous Phil Henry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast here from the El Pacifico and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what the nose knows, baby, what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch, and every night we go through the looking glass to find it. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. We have on the line Margaret Gray, who is discussing with us Harley Davidson's decision after 107 years to leave the city of Milwaukee. And we're going to go a few more minutes here with Margaret on this topic because it's an American topic. It's an American company, and it's an American company. It's not leaving the country, at least, but they are considering leaving. In fact, they will leave Milwaukee. Whether they leave the Midwest or the Northeast, I don't know. It seems to me this is a union thing, and they're probably going to look for a state where things aren't so unioned up. But Margaret considers Harley-Davidson to be a brand that is tarnished because of its association with 1% motorcycle clubs. We'll continue talking with her about that. Our website, philhenryshow.com, live streaming video of the show right now. If you go over, you can take a look at us on video, listen to live streaming audio, get downloads of each and every show, as well as downloads of our classic Phil Henry clips, which are from our archives. Just go on over to philhenryshow.com. We'll direct you to the right spot, whether it's iTunes or Bookmark or one of those other places, philhenryshow.com. And also, we're on Twitter at twitter.com/realphilhenry and Phil Henry Show. So Margaret Gray with us. I'm going to turn off the chantays here for a minute. Margaret Gray joining us again this hour. So let's talk, Margaret, here. As we've had a few minutes to think about this, we've got people that we're going to be hearing from as well. You started by saying that Harley Davidson should not just leave Milwaukee, they ought to leave the whole country.
Well, you know something, Phil, we've had this discussion in our country now for the last, I don't know how long. It certainly, it peaked during the presidential campaign when we had Barack Obama and we had John McCain saying, we're going to penalize companies that leave America. We are not going to allow them to take all the big tax breaks and all of the tax credits. I don't care if Harley Davidson leaves America. That's the difference between Harley Davidson and another company.
And you know, Harley Davidson should be commended that they're not leaving America.
No, I don't think they should be. That's the difference between you and I. You're saying Harley Davidson, a company that whose symbol is worn by motorcycle outlaw gang, motorcycle club gang, people, is you think that's admirable. I don't. I would rather my son grow up in a society where a brand name isn't something that I have to fear, where a brand name on the side of a motorcycle isn't something that I look at, and I bust out my GPS to find the quickest way out of the area, where a brand name on a motorcycle isn't something my son sees, as he just did 3 days ago, right here on the 101 freeway, and then turned and looked at me, and may God have mercy on me for saying this. And I think you have to be a mother to understand what this feels like. My son saw this Harley-Davidson motorcycle go by. He turned and looked at me, and I don't know if there are other mothers out there that know what it feels like to be looked at by your own 11-year-old son. And he has the look of rape in his eyes. His own mother. And
oh, please! Are you...
No, excuse me, what do you mean, oh, please?
You're telling me that your 11-year-old boy saw a Harley-Davidson go by and immediately looked at you with a look of rape.
I am telling you, Phil, I don't joke about these things. I don't joke about these things. I love my son very much. But he saw this Harley-Davidson go by, and he saw the motorcycle jackets that they wear. And
what, he saw a Hell's Angel?
He saw some motorcycle jacket, and he just looked so excited, as any little boy, I guess, would. And he turns and looks at his own mother, the woman that almost died giving birth to him, with a look of rape. And I can tell you, Phil...
Well, if you really saw that, then I would have taken that boy directly to a psychiatrist.
How dare you? How dare you?
How dare I? You just said something that would shock any woman if she actually saw what you said you saw.
If she actually saw... So in other words, I'm making this up.
No. If you're not... No, I'm not saying you're making it up, but I don't know why you didn't take that boy directly to a psychiatrist.
I'll tell you why I didn't take the boy directly to a psychiatrist. Because I've got a break. I have a break in my car. Do you know what that means? It means I can get off the freeway. And once I get off the freeway, I'm away from the hell's, you know, the Harley, the hell's Davidson mentality.
The Harley Davidson.
The Harley Davidson, yes.
So in other words, getting your boy away from that.
And I think every mother, you know, Phil, it's not a unique perception to say, in our society we have things on television we don't want our kids to see. In our society, we have things in movie theaters we don't want our boys to see. So why is it so unusual and difficult for you to understand that going down the road is something else I don't want my son to see, especially after he saw these members of these Hell's Davidson groups? And he looked at me with a look in his eye almost as if, I can't really describe it, but it was almost as if it was the movie Serpico, and I'll cut you. You know the boy who had the knife?
Okay, I understand. And I would take that boy to a psychiatrist, you know?
My boy does not need a psychiatrist, Phil.
Yeah, that's right. You just need to keep him away from the Harley-Davidson insignia, and he'll be fine.
I say that we have codes for PG, parental guidance.
And we need to have that now for the brands of motorcycles. Interesting. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to a phone call here. I've got Lee. Lee, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Margaret Gray. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Phil. I think that she needs to see a psychiatrist. I am 40 years old, 5'2", 100 pounds, and I've been riding a Harley Davidson for 10 years. Do you mean to tell me that if you saw me down the road on a Harley, you would be in fear of rape?
I think you've been broken in.
What does that mean, broken in?
I think she now is officially you-know-what.
She's now officially... What does that mean?
I think that for that woman to be running around on a Harley-Davidson with men who run around on Harley-Davidsons, I think you know what I'm talking about.
I own my own, and I ride my own. I don't need a man to ride my motorcycle.
I understand that, but I think to hang out with those men, I think you have to...
I didn't say I hung out with the men. I said I ride my own.
You had to pay an admission charge.
I've had Suzuki's. I've had many different bikes. I prefer the Harley.
Well, I'll tell you this. I will say this. If I saw you on a Harley-Davidson, you know, there is such a thing as rape in a woman's prison. So,
God almighty, what a thing to say. You know, you just met this woman.
She asked me a question, and I gave her an answer.
I feel sorry for you, Margaret, and I feel sorry for your child, and I feel like that your child needs to be removed from your home if you're going to instill that type of fear in an 11-year-old. For an 11-year-old to see a motorcycle and see rape, an 11-year-old should not even know the fear of rape. So I don't know what
he's not afraid of it.
House.
He's not afraid of it. He was looking at his own mother wanting to commit it.
Because of the fear you have.
You're telling me that your own son wanted to rape you.
I saw that look in his eye as clear as the azure skies at dawn.
How do you know the look of rape in your child's eyes? What has happened to this child under your care that he would even know that look?
If his skin is green and he is drooling, does that give you a
tip? That doesn't sound like the fear of a motorcycle. That sounds like other problems.
Well, I don't think you're listening. He doesn't have a fear of motorcycles. He wants to be on a motorcycle. He wants to be a marauding road warrior that carries his... All right, I'll say it. That carries his own anal ease.
Excuse me?
Your son wants to be a marauding road warrior that carries his own what?
I'm not going to repeat it. But it comes in a jar.
So, Margaret, because Harley-Davidson has a motorcycle brand, your son is going to become antisocial. That's basically what you're saying.
Because the antisocial people are attracted to Harley-Davidson insignia. Now, this woman just said, I said to her,
how do you know I'm not antisocial at all?
Well, you said if you were on a Harley Davidson, yes, I still would clench my thighs together. And you didn't say a word. It was almost as if I could hear you saying, smart girl.
She didn't do that. Didn't you say, Lee, didn't you say you worked in a correctional
facility? Yes.
Yeah.
And I went through every background check, fingerprinting, everything.
Okay.
There's nobody more sane and secure than I am.
Well,
and I do ride my Harley.
Right. You ride a Harley. You work in a women's prison, and your name is Lee.
No, I don't work in a women's prison. I don't work in a women's prison.
Well,
I work with juvenile corrections.
I don't know. What is a juvenile?
Juvenile.
Oh.
Lee, thank you very much. Thank you for your call, and thanks for your hard work out there. 877-876-PHIL. We're going to take a break here because there's an awful lot to digest. We talk about Harley Davidson. It's an exciting and it's a very romantic insignia and brand name. It represents an American-made motorcycle, and they're thinking of leaving Milwaukee after 107 years and moving to another state where they don't have the overhead that they had in Wisconsin. And Margaret Gray feels that she feels differently, that Harley Davidson represents some kind of an antisocial one percenter motorcycle gang brand, and they ought to move just the hell out of the country. 877-876-PHIL. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. So what do you have?
This is, lyrically, I want you to pay attention to this, Phil, because when we talk about Harley Davidson and we talk about the marketing that they did over the last 107 years, it's really amazing. Listen to these words and tell me where you've heard them before. I like smoke and lightning and heavy metal thunder, racing with the wind and the feeling that I'm under. Yep.
That's Born to be Wild.
Excuse me, but I...
Well, isn't that Born to be Wild?
That's nice, Phil, that you know that. It would have been more... I think it would have worked better had you just pretended that you didn't know the song, because I want to set up a feeling here. Good for you, you know the song.
Well, I was a disc jockey for a long time.
Well, I don't know what that has to do with what we're talking about.
That's the song Born to be Wild by Steppenwolf was a popular song.
Just, if you could, just... Like a true nature's child, we were born to be wild. We can climb so high, I never want to die. Now, when you hear those lyrics, what do you think of? Like a true nature's child, we were born to be wild. We can climb so high. You think of a monkey. You think of some kind of a primate. Who is president right now? Don't answer that. This is what I fear. I fear that Harley Davidson...
Wait, are you telling me that that is a reference to President Obama?
I'm going to let it sit there, and I don't want you to comment. But I fear that we've gotten to the point now where marketing a brand of motorcycle is now very political. And that Harley Davidson, with this anti-union move, calling Obama a monkey...
They're not calling Obama a monkey. That was a song that was done over 40 years ago by a band called Steppenwolf, Born to be Wild. It wasn't even written by anyone that I know of that had anything to do with Harley Davidson or politics. And I think that's irresponsible speculation, in my opinion. 877-876-PHIL. Here's Bruce listening to us on The Truth in Denver. Bruce, go ahead. You're on The Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, you know, I have to agree with almost every caller who's called in. You know, first of all, I just want to say, because nobody said it yet, but there's about a third of my fellow soldiers, airmen, sailors, and Marines. They ride motorcycles. Most of them ride a Harley. And the characterizations and the blasphemy and the slander that you're speaking against our fellow servicemen who are serving overseas is downright wrong. I think that you haven't done a lick of research. If you cannot even say the proper names of what the 1% is, you have no business writing an article on that. And thirdly, your over-characterization and over-stereotyping, your over-stereotyping is basically, I don't know, are you trying to get a job as Janet Napolitano's, you know, next secretary so, you know, you can help her decide who's the terrorist in America?
Whatever. You know, I'm talking about the motorcycle gangs, the 1%. How many Marines do you know that are in the Hells Angels? How many Marines do you know that are in the Hells Angels? Am I talking about them? All right, then I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about...
No, but you're talking about everyone who rides by on a motorcycle. You're using a 1% and putting it on an entire brand.
Everyone who rides a Harley.
I said about the Harley Angels... Only.
No, you did not. You said every time you saw a Harley Davidson, you clench your thighs together.
It's a natural response. Any woman would have it.
It's not. And you know what? Harley Davidson is leaving Milwaukee because of the unions and everybody else in that northeastern region. That's why the car industry is failed. That's why Harley Davidson's leaving. And I hope they go somewhere like Texas, where it's a work-free state, where they don't have to deal with that. But that has nothing to
Harley
do with Munchies or the president or anything like that.
Wing, then why does,
you
it, why does the song say,
out of your mind.
Why does the song
I really
say, true Dutchess Trout, we can climb so high?
Just because it says we can climb so high doesn't mean they're singing about a chimpanzee. And because Harley Davidson may have an issue with unions, they're not the first American company to have an issue with unions. And that's where that's at, you know. And that doesn't make them evil. It may make them anti your political persuasion.
I think, Phil, you know, it's amazing how people delude themselves. All you have to do is go out here on the highway and look at the way these motorcycle road warrior, whoever you want to call them, and they're all on Harley Davidsons. And my son admires them so much, he looks at his own mother like a piece of meat.
Hey, your Kawasaki's and your Yamaha's are more dangerous to your son than a Harley Davidson, because those are the guys who are zipping in and out of traffic at 150 miles an hour with no regard for life.
Those guys are complete punks.
Who?
Those jackasses on those rice burners.
So look at the racism, and you accuse me...
Oh, it's not racism. Rice burner is not racist. It means it comes from Japan, and you know what? I'll keep calling it that. And those guys are dangerous. I agree with this man.
So in other words, a man can go buy at a Harley Davidson with his Hell's Davidson insignia, and you two men would go ahead and toss your women to them. Isn't that brave?
Well, you know,
women.
I wouldn't toss my wife to any other man. So anyone who's out there tossing their wife to another man, they've seriously got some issues.
You know what? If you were really honest, you'd say that every time you saw Harley go by, you clenched something together too. But you're not honest. You know, this is...
Okay, you know, that's a ridiculous, asinine notion. Thank you very much for your call, sir. 877, clench something else together, huh?
I think, Phil, that what's happened tonight is that I came on with a very courageous point of view, and I have been thrown out of a car behind a warehouse.
877-877...
Don't have anything to say to that, do you?
No, I don't, really. I don't. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Aaron in Charlotte, North Carolina, listening to us on WBCN. Go ahead, Aaron.
For one thing, if her son looks at her at 11 years old, like he's going to rape her, then her son has issues and he needs help.
Yes, he does have issues. You're right. I agree. And the issues are these. He sees too many Harley Davidsons on the road.
No, it has nothing to do with Harley Davidson's on the road. It's the way he was raised. If your son is looking at you like a piece of meat, your son has issues. And that
has to
do with parenting.
His skin is green. His skin is green.
He needs a medical doctor if his skin is green.
It's not supposed to be green.
It sounds to me like he's having some sort of an epileptic seizure.
His saliva is clustered at the edges of his mouth. And you're saying it's the way he was raised?
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Well, Margaret, you're sounding more unbelievable, okay? You're sounding far more unbelievable
when you say that he looks at you like a piece of meat because of the Harley Davidson insignias that he sees. All right, Aaron, thank you so much for your call. Our number, but I agree with you, Aaron, 100%. 877-876-PHIL.
So, in other words, you're saying that when my son's skin turns green and...
Your son's skin turns green? That's a physical reaction. We'll be back with more from Margaret Gray and the issue of Harley Davidson leaving Milwaukee. Should they leave the country because their insignia, their symbol, is a symbol of the one percenters? It's the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
I vote yes.
Phil Hendry.
Oh my God.
Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico.
What?
Phil Hendry.
I don't want you preempting what I'm doing.
I'm not preempting what you're doing. We're back with Margaret Gray. How was I preempting?
You're auditioning songs that I wanted to get to later on in the program. Go ahead and play the songs we're going to play. But I want people to know that I'd already planned it.
Well, it was just the song here by Davy Allen.
Just play the song, and I want to make sure that people understand. Yeah. This is called Blues Theme. Bill, turn it down, please. This is called Blues Theme.
Yeah, it's Blues Theme by Davy Allen.
Yes, would you turn it down? Yes, this is called Blues Theme, and it was from a motorcycle movie. It's from a motorcycle movie. I can't shout over it.
Margaret, you asked me to play it. I'm sorry if you're having to shout over it. All right, 877-876-PHIL. Margaret Gray on the line as we talk about Harley Davidson. They're not going to leave the country. You want them to leave the country, though, don't you?
Absolutely.
You don't care, really, do you? You think they're so bad, they should just go ahead and book.
I think they need to book out of this country because of all the companies that would leave America, and they would leave us no poorer. It would be Harley Davidson. Even though I understand about their all-American image. Well, I have to tell you something, Phil. Even though I've been laughed at. Any company that would inspire an 11-year-old boy to wheel on his own mother and look her up and down like she was a piece of Las Vegas meat, they can't move far enough away from my kid. Thank you very much.
Boy, I'll tell you, you know, that's about as sick as it gets, and I do not agree. I'm telling you right now, I agree with the people who are calling. I think there's something wrong with your son.
Very easy to blame my son, isn't it, Phil? Very difficult for you to go up against corporate interest.
Oh, come on.
Yes, a corporate interest, yes. Everybody in this country talks about corporations and corporate interest until it comes to me and my son. Michael Moore, let's ask him what he thinks about corporate interest. Let's ask him what he thinks about Harley Davidson. I'll bet you he'd agree with me.
I'll bet you he would, that fat pig. I'll bet you that pig would agree with anything that you have to say that has anything to do with degrading how Americans feel about corporation, about company, about brand name, about value, anything. I would believe that.
Oh, my God. You must be really jealous of him.
Oh, yeah, I'm real jealous of him. Who, Michael Moore?
You must be. Do you wish you were him?
Do I wish I was him? What, you mean 5 minutes away from a heart attack? No, I don't wish I was him. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to Jackie in San Antonio, Texas. Hi, Jackie. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Margaret Gray. Go ahead. Hi.
Hi. I just wanted to go ahead and let her know that, I mean, I come from a union here down here in San Antonio, Texas. We are union electricians. We are building America one building at a time. And most of these guys that I know, they have the money to support their fellow brothers out there that are building these motorcycles. They are building them, and we're over here buying them so we can ride on them. We can enjoy this craftsmanship, this unique craftsmanship that these union boys make up there. You mean to tell me
they're not making it anymore? They're leaving Milwaukee because they don't want to pay the union wage. Now how do you feel? Yeah.
You know what? That's fine, because you know what? All us union brothers, we are going to have a talk about that. Trust me, on Capitol Hill, we will talk to these guys about it, see what is up. Okay, we back.
I'll tell you what's up. Harley Davidson doesn't want to pay these union workers. And I say good riddance to Harley Davidson.
That's fine. You know what? But I would much rather have a Harley Davidson in between my legs as opposed to a Kawasaki or a Yamaha, one of those rice burners, might I add. because that is
you
not
know something
that
I
is
find
not
that
racist.
Very
no,
racist.
That is not racist.
I think that's very racist.
That isn't racist.
We make fun of Toyotas that way. We make fun of Mazdas that way. All of those are rice burners. I drive a Chevy.
You know, you are talking about having something between your legs.
GMC, Union Make, Cadillac DeVille. Okay, most of these boys, we ride in Chevys, we ride in GMCs. Why? Because we make sure that America gets taken care of before those guys overseas get taken care of.
Let's talk turkey. Do you like boys or girls?
Don't answer that.
Do you like boys or girls?
Regardless of my sexuality, I am taking care of my brothers here in the United States of America before I take care of those Japanese guys over there making their little crotch rockets, making sure that these young bucks over here are making their little wheelies or, you know, flipping over their face and crashing. You understand?
I think they're cute. Those boys that do the wheelies.
Those guys are jackasses. Those
regardless
cats don't
of my
ride
sexuality,
well.
I'm probably more patriotic than you are, ma'am. I have to tell you, I am probably more patriotic than what you are.
What do you drive? I have a Mercedes-Benz.
Oh, a Mercedes! Originally a German car. If I'm not mistaken, still a German car.
Excuse me. That's different.
No, it's not different. No, it ain't different. How's it different?
It was a great car.
By the way, Hitler loved them. Hitler owned like 20 of them.
And so you are telling me that I am a Nazi because I like a Mercedes-Benz.
Sure, why not? That's what you're saying. If you like a Harley-Davidson, you're a 1%er. I'm saying that if you drive a Mercedes, you're a fascist Nazi. Because Hitler had 20 of the damn things.
You know, you're going to burn. I'm not religious, but somehow I feel you will burn after you die.
You know what, Margaret? Anywhere that I go after I die, as long as it's away from you. Thank you very much, Jackie, for your call. 877-876-PHIL.
As long as it's away from me. You are the rudest individual, Phil, because you're losing the argument.
No, I'm not losing. Margaret, if you say to me that Harley-Davidson represents an outlaw brand, they cater to outlaw people, they've been bad for kids in America, your son sees the Harley-Davidson brand and suddenly he turns on you like your Las Vegas meat. So don't you think I have every right in the world to say, well, as long as you're riding a Mercedes-Benz, you're a damn Nazi?
Do I look like I'm goose-stepping down the street? No. Do I?
Look at you've had a parade of people saying that they know people that drive Harley-Davidsons. They're not 1%er. They're not they're not in a motorcycle club of any, you know, disrepute. Nothing like that.
I have heard people denying the truth. I heard that one woman saying, oh, I don't fear men when they're on a motorcycle. Well, no, I guess you don't when you're a lesbian. God, open your eyes.
My eyes are open. 877.
No, I don't think they are.
My eyes are open. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Ken in San Francisco listening to us on KNEW. Go ahead, Ken.
Hey, how you doing, Phil? Thanks for taking my call. Listen, lady,
yes, sir.
I want to say this. I ride a Harley-Davidson. I'm in the building trades. I do hardwood flooring. I'm law-abiding for the most part. I mean, I don't break any laws, anything like that.
For the most part. Is that what you said?
I like to ride. It's just that simple.
Yeah.
And I think that Harley-Davidson leaving Milwaukee is terrible. I don't think they should leave the country, no. It's an economic reason, I guess. But, you know, frankly, you know, lady, you really have an unrealistic sense of thought here. You have a problem. Very serious problem. I think it's a case of wishful thinking. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Where did he go?
The gentleman is done with his comment.
Well, I don't think that's fair at all. Because what I had to say, first of all, Phil, let me, if I could, and I just take up a couple of moments of your time. Here it is. Yeah. Is the gentleman still there?
The gentleman, no, he's gone. The gentleman in San Francisco's gone.
I like smoke and thunder.
All right, look, I heard all about your theory on Obama.
Will you please allow me? I like smoke and thunder, heavy metal thunder, racing for the men, feeling on it, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, darling, gonna make it happen, explode into space. That is about as foul as it gets, to explode into space. And then we have the monkey climbing the tree. Do you understand, Phil, what this does to an 11-year-old boy who suddenly turns and looks at his own mother as if she's Miss January?
I don't understand at all.
No, I bet you don't. You've never looked at your mother as if she was Miss January.
No, I haven't looked at my mother as if she was Miss January. No, I haven't.
Then you don't know what you don't know what my son and I are going through.
No, I don't.
And you're laughing, too.
Yeah, of course, Margaret, you know, there comes a point. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Karen in Akron, Ohio, listening on WHLO.
There comes a point, what?
Let me just go to my caller. Oh. Yes, ma'am, how are you?
Hi, Phil.
Go ahead.
Great. I want to make a comment. Every year in around the Kent area in Talmadge, the Harley guys get together and have fundraisers for disabled American veterans. They raise toy for tots. They're some of the greatest guys I know. And I have no idea where this lady is coming from. I really don't have. I mean, everybody, every group in America
I don't ride.
Pardon?
All right, Karen.
Yes?
You don't recognize this. You recognize that?
Yes.
Okay, what is that? That is
Born
the sound.
To Be Wild?
No, that's called Blues Theme.
Okay.
And it's about the blues. It's about the blues, but, well.
I'm yeah. my son, and.
Isn't this the motorcycle song? Uh-huh.
Hello, yes? I can hear the music in the background.
I can hear you laughing, and you may think it's funny, but,
But you're stereotyping, the whole group. You're making them all sound like they're evil people, and they're not. They're some of the best.
You know,
guys
I've heard people say the same thing about Muslims. But you and I both know that Muslims,
what?
Given the chance, will kill.
No, they won't. And again, I think it's absolutely right. Don't do that to people. Don't stereotype people. Don't group them all into a bunch of into one group of murderous thugs.
This woman, Karen.
There
do you
are
ride a
women
motorcycle,
who will
Karen?
Kill
do you
people.
Ride?
There are mothers who will kill people. There are people
do you ride
who have
Harley?
Abortions and kill babies. In every group,
in
America, there are people who kill and rape. Oh,
do you ride a Harley Davidson? Do you ride a Harley Davidson?
No, I don't.
All right.
There you go.
When you see one go by, do you clench your thighs together?
I've been married.
Do you clench your thighs together?
No, because I don't want to feel. See, you feel every time you clench your thighs together, so maybe that's why you clench them.
You know something? You're really kind of slutty.
I've been married for 35
okay.
years.
You know.
I'm very slutty.
All right. This lady's been married a long time, and...
Well, in a moment, I want everyone to listen, because what I've been talking about, climbing on top of a tree...
There's nothing in the song about climbing on a tree. Karen, thank you for your call. 877-876-PHIL. Are you talking about Born to Be Wild?
I'm talking, if you would please allow me to unveil what I'm going to do. Because when you say, oh, Born to Be Wild, and, you know, I get it, Phil, that you know the song, but no, you didn't know it until I brought it up off the air. And then you want to jump out and tell everyone that you know about it before I get to.
Okay, Margaret, so this is about you telling my audience that you're going to play a song, and I'll let you tell them the name of it, and you're going to do what?
I'm going to point out to them the clues in the song as to the degenerate nature of Harley Davidson and how the election of President Obama was predicted.
In the song?
Yes. And I know you think I'm crazy, and I know you're wink-wink at your staff there. Doesn't matter to me.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, our final segment with Margaret Gray in a moment.
Phil Hendry. Listening to the world famous Phil
right.
Hendry Show.
But Ms. Gray, all right, so we're going to have this song that you say, and I know the song, and the audience knows the song. Do you have the lyrics?
I have a lyric.
Yeah. All right. Tell her if it's me.
Frank, you know, I have gender confusion. Tell her.
Meaning me, right?
Yes, but we have. I know. All right. Is Bud Dickman there?
Yeah, right here.
All right. I'm going to count it down. And what I'd like to do here is just simply do a very quick countdown. I'll sing the song, and I will emphasize those parts of the song, Phil, that I think need emphasis. So if we can just go ahead. No, not yet. Not yet. Not yet.
What? Not yet.
I got it. Not yet. Would you tell that drooler not?
Now, hold on, bud. Turn the thing off. She doesn't want it on yet, okay?
I don't know. Not yet. I'm going to count it down. One, two, three, and a one, two, three, and a one, two, one, two, one, go. Go! I'm going to sing it the way it was originally recorded by John Kay and Steppenwolf, because I think that gives us a clue as to the meaning. Get your motor running, head out on the highway, looking for adventure, whatever comes our way, yay. Yeah, darling, gonna make it happen, take the wheel.
Hold on.
Hold it, what?
Hold on.
Kill the music, kill it, kill the music. What do you want?
Well, the way you get your motor running, head up.
That was the way it was originally recorded. God Almighty.
That's the way they did it originally.
All right, I'm sorry.
God Almighty. All right. One, two, three, and a one, two, three, and a one, yeah. Is the host there?
I'm right here.
All right, would you please listen and direct your audience's attention?
Folks, please listen to what Margaret's doing here.
Get your motor running. Head out on a highway. Head out on a highway, not the highway. That's something else people get wrong. In whatever comes our way. Yeah, darling, gonna make it happen. Take the world in a lesson. All right, so you know how it goes, right? Now, we're going to get to a part here, Phil, where... Like a true nature's child.
Yeah, I know. And so why couldn't we just cue to that part of the song?
I want
to
get people here. And a little thunder. Racing with the wind. And the feeling that I climbed under. So here, all right, now here is the very first significant line of the song. Fire all of your guns at once and explode into space. All right, here we go. True nature's child, monkey, born to be wild, wild chimp, climb so high, going to the top of the tree, I never want to die. Now he's on the bamboo, he's on the long vine, and he... So, this is really what we're talking about, and when I talk to, and I've talked to an awful lot of mothers.
You've talked to a lot of mothers, huh?
I beg your pardon?
You've talked to a lot of mothers, huh?
Yeah.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard, that whole thing that you just did.
The song is called Born to Be Wild.
I know what it's called, and I know about its motorcycle, the motorcycle meaning, the wild cat on the road thing, easy rider, I get it. But for you to say that, like a true nature's child, we were born to be wild, that's a monkey climbing to the top of a tree.
Yes, and then who gets elected president?
877-876-PHIL. Let's go to Rebecca. Hi, Rebecca. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, please.
Hey, first of all, woman, you're nuts. I mean, it's people like you that there and create stupid prejudices and stereotypes. I guess you think black people need to be monkeys as well. Number two, we are living in
a racist song. A racist song.
Okay? Number one, we are living in an economy where our fuel is in crisis. We are in a crisis of, so they're taking, burning up all of our fuel. It is a fossil fuel, meaning that it cannot be simply reproduced. All right? A motorcycle is simply a cheaper means and more efficient way of using that fuel. Alright? Number two, yes, Harley Davidson is an American-made vehicle. It is an American-made vehicle, which keeps the money in our economy, not in everybody else's pockets, like your car, as I heard. But the biggest thing is most people are driving
American-made vehicle by criminals.
It is more, you know what, you should have done, listen to yourself. If you just sit back and listen to yourself,
it's made by criminals.
It's people like you that, no, they ain't. there's lots of people out there driving motorcycles simply because it's a hell of a lot cheaper than a damn vehicle. How much do you sit there and take and spend the fuel tank on a damn motorcycle?
Gotta watch your language. Watch the language there. Watch the language, Rebecca.
Did you hear the filth in her mouth? Rebecca, listen to this. Do you know this song?
You turn that off. Go ahead, Rebecca. Sorry.
Thank you. The fuel tank on an average car is anywhere from 10 to 20 gallons. A fuel tank on a motorcycle is only 1 gallon. And you can travel the same amount of distance on both. So do the math.
Yes, you can travel the same amount of distance after robbing a bank.
It don't make me a criminal. It don't make
after
me a criminal.
After robbing a bank, you get more gas mileage.
I sit there and believe in saving the freaking earth. I don't want to stir you the
I agree you get more gas mileage on a Harley Davidson after you hold up a liquor store.
Bush was in office and gas was $5 a gallon? Do you remember that? Go ahead and try your 15 minutes of fame, honey, because you're just trying to get people thinking you can sing. You can't sing.
No.
And Barnes
B.
Wild has got nothing to do with the freaking Harley Davidson.
Bush was not in office when it was $5 a gallon.
It has nothing to do with the Harley Davidson. It might talk about driving on the highway with a motorcycle, but it has nothing to do with the Harley Davidson.
And you don't know anything about motorcycles. You don't know anything about how they're made. You don't know anything about how people ride them. You don't know anything about how women ride them. You know that women are not allowed to spread their legs over the fuel tank. You know why?
Phil Hendry.